Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I just wanted to also come on here and reply with my thoughts about the note taker and is it relevant in today's market? Well, I also have a Brownout Empower 32, and I hate to say it, but as far as the Braille display goes, I kind of have to disagree with you, Will. I'm sorry, buddy, but I also had a Brownout Classic a while back, and I think, honestly, that one had the better Braille display myself, but hey, that's just my personal observation. Anyway, I think while there is a small market for the note taker, I think pretty much in the mainstream community, I personally think it's dead. PacMate's definitely dead in the water. There's nothing that can be done with it. Now, if note takers could modernize and actually not run software that's 10, 11 years out of date versus mainstream. Now, I understand that they can't be on pace with mainstream technology because they can't move that quickly. But, you know, as far as the operating system side of it goes, why couldn't we have something at least a year, you know, out instead of 10 to 11 years? Because right now, as I see it, if these note takers don't start doing something, I think they're going to go away, whether some like it or not. You know, especially the older generation. Because Windows CE is going to be unsupported as of 2018. And if any of the note-taking providers want to stay afloat, then they're going to have to think of something. Either go with Android, or honestly, I think the better solution might be lower your prices of Braille displays, make them so they can work with the Apple devices, such as your iPad, your iPhone, stuff like that, and call it a day. Like I said, I really, as far as I'm concerned, I think that because most of the note-taking industry has not modernized, and what I mean by that is putting things in, like I said, you know, most note-takers are running Windows CE, which is 10, 11, 12 years behind what we're running on Apple's iOS and our Macs right now. It's older hardware. It's, you know, in the case of the Braille Note, that company, I think, is having a disconnect with their Braille Note users because, I'll just break it down for you, there's not things in there that are worth getting one in my book. There's no IMAP support for your email. You can't really edit a .docx file. You know, they've been focused on, let's shove GPS in here. Okay, sorry, folks. They are shoving GPS at everybody when we have GPS solutions that are fitting in our pockets. You know, we got Blind Square, we got Google Maps, we got Apple Maps if you care to use them, you know, and they're wanting to put Sendero's stuff, not that Sendero's not a good company. All I'm saying is, I think they have focused way too much on toys and bells and whistles versus productivity for most of the note-taking devices. BrailleSense is even starting to go that way with putting Facebook, Dropbox, stuff like that in there. And, you know, I think if you're going to survive, you need to start listening to your core customers and putting things that produce, you know, put better word support, put better email support, things of that nature that customers actually need. You know, I'm not a fan of typing on the iPhone, but at least if I had to in a hurry, I could get something done if I needed to, as far as a note goes. You know, I that's just my personal opinion. I think note takers need to either modernize, or we need to focus more on the mainstream technology, harnessing that to our ability to, you know, work with the Braille displays, because let's face it, mainstream technology is changing a lot more rapidly than the note taker has in 10 to 15 years. So, those are just my thoughts. I'd love for people to weigh in, and we'll see y'all later.